Well, we go to Cape Town. My Dawood Simpson. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Ahlan wa sahlan.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. MashaAllah, ahlan wa sahlan wa marhaban bikum jami'an. MashaAllah, so nice to see you. The spirit is there, the woman is there in the studio.
As always, Malana, you add that top up for us, MashaAllah. It's so wonderful to have you on the airwaves of Radio Islam International during the time of Sari again.
JazakAllah khair.
What do you have in terms of the lineup and topic for our listeners this year, Malana?
Well, it's always inspiration, motivating, encouraging by virtue of using the medium of the radio and, of course, the telephone link up. But it's heart to heart, inspiring by the words of Allah and the Rasul of Allah. For indeed, these two are the best to inspire us and to pump up our performance and our iman, inshallah.
Inshallah. Mawlana, you may begin, Fadal.
Jazakumullah. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Honorable listeners to Radio Islam, Mu'adh bin Jabal رضي الله عنه, he asked, O Messenger of Allah, I would want some special advice. Listen to the advice of our beloved صلى الله عليه وسلم when he said, O Mu'adh, عليك بتقوى الله ما استطعت واذكر الله عند كل حجر والسجر. That, oh, Mu'adh, my advice to you, and today we take that advice to our own selves also, dear listeners, that my advice for you is to constantly be conscious of Allah, to the best of your ability, and be in the constant remembrance of Allah Azza wa Jal at every stone and at every tree. And whenever you commit any sin, any bad, then immediately turn to Tawbah. Because Allah gave us a pure heart, and Allah Ta'ala longs that heart to always be purified, to always be kept cleansed. And the best way is to be in the dhikr of Allah, to ask Allah Ta'ala for tawbah, for all our shortcomings. And also in this month, to use that opportunity to have a goal. And that is to get closer to Allah in whatever way. To build good habits and to destroy bad habits. Create a checklist on your cell phone itself. Go onto your phone and there is a piece of material there that you can just have a checklist punch in there. What goals I want to set for this blessed month of Ramadan. Wake up a few minutes earlier before suhoor and pray at least 2 rak'ahs tahajjud. That's one of the ways the pious before would grow more closer to Allah Azza wa Jal. And make all your namazes on time. Then also the Quran, as you enjoy listening to the Quran in the first Taraweeh, our beloved Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, by virtue just of listening to the Quran being recited, Subhanallah, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala is giving you increase in so much of goodness within yourself. But when you yourself open the Quran, you find a nur coming into your eyes, a nur coming into your mind, into your senses, and into the heart, subhanAllah. Because this is the power of the Qur'an. Where our beloved Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, خَيْرُ الدَّوَاءَ al-Qur'an. The best of medicine for the heart is the Qur'an. And by virtue of you, my dear brother and sister, starting your personal khatam in your very homes, our beloved Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, أَخْذُهَا barakah. That just by reading Surah Baqarah in your house, you have brought barakat in your house. By virtue of reciting your Surah Baqarah, inshallah, Rasulullah said, the shaitan, they run away from that house where Surah Baqarah is being recited. And by virtue of reading Surah Baqarah, in it also is known as the A'zam Ayat in Quran, the best of the verses in the Quran, Ayatul Kursi. And by virtue of reciting Surah Baqarah till its completion, Rasulullah said in the last verses of Surah Baqarah, there is that verse, Amana Rasulu, where Allah Azza wa Jal, when you read that every night, it suffices you as a protection for you and your loved ones. So yes, honorable listeners, create that time to read some parts of your Quran after Fajr. And may Allah Ta'ala make it such that your morning can be fruitful. by just taking your tasbih and making the dhikr of La ilaha illallah and astaghfirullah. That astaghfirullah is so powerful. It is like sometimes in the morning for our elders, when they have some hot water and they squeeze out some lemon, and afterwards it cools down and then they put in some honey and they sip that, and there's such a lekker feeling, the chest is opened up and cleansed, etc. Likewise, this power of istighfar. It is like scrubbing the Goldilocks, some burnt pot or something, then scrubbing it, because you cannot just throw any detergent on it, it will be clean. You have to put some special detergent on it. This is the power of istighfar. Rasulullah said, man lazim al-istighfar, who makes it a habit to make astaghfirullah abundantly? Then the first thing is Allah Ta'ala lessens our anxieties, our worries. And number two, whatever's narrowed in our life, Allah opens up for us. And Allah puts added barakat in our rizq by virtue of istighfar. Rasulullah said, increase in La ilaha illallah in this month. Increase in istighfar. Then do not also forget, your dua in Ramadan is most powerful. Make dua for your parents. Make dua for the people of Gaza, of Syria. Make dua for the mujahideen. Make dua, subhanAllah, for the greater ummah. Also give sadaqah. Every day of Ramadan, no matter how small it is, give sadaqah. Because sadaqah itself is boast that I'm an abdalukum. I am the best, subhanAllah, as Umar ibn Abdul Aziz says, salah takes you halfway to Jannah. The fast takes you to the door of the king. But sadaqah boasts and says, it makes you enter Jannah. It boasts and it says, ana afdalukum, I am the best of the rest. Subhanallah. Then also, what is Ramadan, my beloved brothers and sisters? It calls for change. Create a smile with your workers. Create a smile at your work. Create a smile at home. Create a smile everywhere. Because a smile itself is a sadaqah. Avoid also anything that displeases Allah in this month of Ramadan. Do whatever good deeds you can do in your own humble way, but keep it also a secret. It's between you and your Allah. And also, the hype is there. The masajid is full. Taraweeh is rocking, whether it's in the masjid, in the garage, in our uncle's front room, mashallah, it's rocking. But after a week, keep it up. Make that commitment with your Creator, Allahu Azza wa Jal. Then also create that volunteer in the weekend to do some good cause that you can attain the great displeasure of Allahu Azza wa Jal. Because we do not know what person you've done a good deed to, that Allah Ta'ala loved that good deed so much that you could get the qabuliyat, the acceptance of Allahu Azza wa Jal. So, my encouragement for you, my dear listeners, this morning is to be active and productive, and to ask Allahu Azza wa Jal also for Jannah, and asking for protection of Jahannam. So make this Ramadan a blessed Ramadan, a life-changing Ramadan, inshaAllah. Allahumma sallimni li Ramadan, wa sallim Ramadan li, wa taqabbalhu minni mutaqabbala. O Allah, safeguard me for Ramadan, and safeguard Ramadan for me, and accept it from me. Ameen, summa ameen. I wish for each and every one, the management and staff, all our great scholars of Radio Islam, and all our dear listeners, Ramadan Kareem, a Ramadan filled with everything of good, a Ramadan filled with better thought, of sabr, of salah, of sadaqah, of silatul rahim, joining of ties, of salawat, increasing the salawat on Rasulullah s.a.w., asking Allah to keep us on the sirat al-mustaqim. When we finish reading our little piece of the Quran, we close it, we say, sadaqallahu al-azim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Jazakumullah khairan for that, Mu'an, and great inspiration and motivation for the beginning of the month of Ramadan to keep us, set us in that mindset and get us going at the very beginning of the month of Ramadan, speaking about being generous, speaking about meeting people with a smile as well, perfecting our akhlaq, very important point that we find in Ramadan. We will always look to do more ibadat, we look to read more Quran and make more dhikr, but a very important point there also, that perfecting our akhlaq as well, dealing with people, whether it be in the workplace, whether it be at home, meeting people with a smiling face. So again, we thank Maulana. We say Ameen to all the du'as that Maulana made for the people, and we hope to have him tomorrow again on the Sehri program.
Assalamu alaikum, and I wish for you and your staff also a great day ahead, inshallah.
Jazakumullah khairan. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.